91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP, ahora también a mediodía.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name 2.0, exclusively on Vaughn Radio, where we've been for 13 years, over 13 years. And that's thanks to you guys, Jester, Eva, Beatriz, and one other. El pobre one other se pierde siempre ahí. There's Claudia, Mario, and one other. Art Savudiel, Chris Valrol, Accor 94, Alicia, and so many more of my amazing students are already here, and they are rearing to go. Rear es la parte de atrás. Pero como verbo, if you're rearing to go, it means that you're ready to go. And I hope you guys are ready to have a great time today on the show with No Name as we learn, as we laugh, as we play, as we share, as we make friends. We do a little bit of everything. We even sing at the end of the show, which, as you guys know, I learned Spanish with Rafael's songs, and not just Rafael. As I told you the other day, I learned the word mamón from who other than Hombres G, right? Sufre, mamón, devuélveme a mi chica. So, you know, I remember I learned vitrina. I learned remonte or remontada from Marca. So you can learn. If you want to learn, you can learn anywhere. You can learn whether you're reading about football, listening to a podcast, in the supermarket. I love taking my daughter to the supermarket now that, you know, it seems like the COVID thing is calming down, because I think the supermarket is such a great place for kids to learn. Because, well, kids, if you're learning a language, why? Because there's so much. Everywhere you look, there are fruits, vegetables. There's you can do a great exercise on countables and uncountables. And obviously, it's a colorful place. Usually, they set up grocery stores. A grocery store is otra forma de decir un supermercado. They set them up for success, como va la expresión en inglés. And to set something up for success is montarlo muy bien, I think you would say. So, folks, and speaking of montarlo, montamos una fiesta. We had a little party last Friday. I know I shared it with many of you guys on social media, and it was wonderful. I got together with a lot of the people from the radio. Now, not all of us, but I would say about half of us got together last Friday, and it was really good to see my buddies and your other teachers. That's Fitz, Kyle, and of course, Richard Vaughn, the man himself. And you know what? We talked, because that's what you do when you have some beers and you get together. But we talked about you guys. Yeah. I said, you know, aren't the students awesome? I mean, I was talking to Rob about, you know, your participation in, their show, the Lunchtime Show. And I was chatting with Richard. It was really great to see them. And it was really good to know that, that you guys are a part of that family as well. And that's why I always, when we get together, I like to share pictures of the whole group, because we're thinking of you. Nos acordamos de vosotros. ¿Cómo no? So, you know, we were having some beers this Friday, and well, cheers to you guys. Un brindis a vosotros. Thank you for being awesome students. And I say it, Richard says it, Rob says it, Andrea says it, Kyle says it, Dave Boys, we all agree that you guys are super students. So keep up the great work. I'm proud of you. And just so you know, the rest of your teachers are proud of you as well. And a quick reminder, right before this show every day, you've got Richard Vaughn's show, Fitz's show, No Excuses. Right before that, you've got Richard Vaughn's show, which is a fantastic show where you'll learn. Every time I tune in to Richard Vaughn, I learn something, because he, as I said, the guys, I think Kubla said it best the other day, he's a walking encyclopedia. I mean, the guy knows a little bit about everything. And you want to know the greatest part? He's not cocky, arrogante. I mean, when you talk to him, he's not like, oh, I know that. Of course. Well, that's the way that works. You know, He doesn't talk like that, which is interesting because, you know, he knows a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, and everybody knows that that's not easy. And on top of it, being humble, you know, not walking around like a know-it-all. I think you guys say the same word in English, un sabelo todo. So if you want to get some of their wisdom, hablando de sabiduría, if you want to get some of their wisdom, some of their knowledge, you can listen to them every morning. It's starting your day with Richard Vaughn Live, followed by my buddy Fitz, who was great to catch up with him too. What a laugh. We were doing scenes from Goodfellas. Estábamos haciendo escenas de uno de los nuestros. Now go get your fucking shine box. Ya estoy con las palabrotas. Well, my daughter's not around. This is a moment where I can be a little bit less daddy. So that's why sometimes here on the show, guys, I go off the deep end. Esta es una buena expresión. To go off the deep end is, se me va la pinza. Voy por la parte honda. Piénsalo. The deep end is la parte honda de la piscina. And the shallow end, que os suena de una canción, ¿no? The shallow end is sha-la-la-la, la parte baja. Y también cuando nos referiríamos a gente también. So somebody who thinks about things below the surface, you know, that's somebody who's deep. And somebody who just looks at beauty and the surface kind of things, that kind of person is shallow. So we don't only use those adjectives when referring to a pool, but also when referring to people as well. All right, so guys, welcome aboard. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. And I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. All right, well, you know what time it is, folks. It's time for Liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. On Vaughn Radio. It's the show with no name. On Vaughn Radio. It's the show.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It is the show with no name on Vaughn Radio, and we are officially airborne. Estamos en el aire. We're going on an exciting English journey today, full of challenges. So I urge you guys to interact with us. In fact, as I tell you, every time we're here on the show, not just this show, you can interact with Ximena's show, Test Your English, which is right after this show. And then right after that, you've got another interactive show, the Lunchtime Show. That's on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and search for Vaughn Radio. And after that, you got Taj Pasqua, and you got her program, Back to Basics, which is also interactive. And even our afternoon lineup is interactive. Kyle Miller's program, Drive Time. So make sure when you guys tune in to Vaughn Radio, you're not just ready to listen. Make sure you're ready to participate, to be proactive in this English journey, this English adventure. ¿No suena mejor así? ¿No? Esta aventura de inglés en vez de esta clase de inglés o esta lección de inglés. So, again, it's all about how we approach things, cómo enfocamos las cosas. So, now I gotta make sure you guys are on your toes. What? On your toes? On your tippy toes? ¿Cómo hablan? ¿I'm dando de puntillas, you say in Spanish? On your tippy toes? No, I mean on your toes, espabilados. I gotta make sure that you guys are not just following us on social media, but that you're getting all this content that we're posting on a daily basis, even on the weekends. You guys know, Vaughn, myself, my colleagues, we're posting useful content 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you guys know, if you remember, I was in the emergency room in La UCI. And I got hit by a car. Me atropelló un coche. This was 4 years ago now, I think. And I wanted to check in with you guys. I was there, and I said, I got to let my people know that I'm okay, and, you know, that And it was amazing. I really felt like I had thousands of people with me. My wife, my lovely, amazing wife, was right by my side. It was a traumatic experience. I'd been to a hospital, but I'd never been in a hospital. Do you know what I mean? Like, admitted. Well, maybe a mental hospital when I was here. No, I'm joking. All right. So, my amigos, this is a section where we check and we make sure you are on your toes. Prestando atención. Espabilados. So here it is, our pop quiz. Right, my amigos, it is our pop quiz, only on the show with no name. And this is where we make sure, as I said, you're following us. So if you're not following us, what are you waiting for? Get over there, follow us. It's free. Download the free Vaughn Radio app and start learning English today. But don't learn it. Love it. Enjoy it. Live it, as I say as well. Vive el inglés, no lo aprendas. And what do I mean by living it? Well, I mean, you know, reading, writing, listening to Vaughn Radio, speaking whenever possible in English, you know, watching TV or series in English. Surround yourself with the English language. You can do that. You can immerse yourself in English while living in Spain. We all know that, thanks to modern technology. So let's take a look at today's pop quiz. Now, I always tell you to personalize the language, right? I always say make it your own. So when you learn the word shallow or the word deep, think of somebody that is shallow and think of somebody that is deep. So right away, my father comes to mind. My father is a very deep person. Es una persona bastante profunda. And when I think of a shallow person, I'll say Kim. I'm not going to use last names, but I know someone who only thinks about how much money people have, what they look like, and, you know, what kind of car they drive. That's shallow and superficial. So again, what did I just do? Even though I know those words, I have somebody in mind. That word now is ta-ta-ta is shallow. Ta-ta-ta is deep. So now that means something more to me than just a vocabulary word in English. So I posted something yesterday, and I said, I hope you're enjoying your Sunday. See? Even on Sunday, I'm thinking of you guys. Me acuerdo de vosotros. And then I challenged you guys. Now, not too many people participated, which I think you guys are going to want to. I think this will be fun. I think you'll enjoy it. I said, post a pic, pon una foto. Now, no podéis hacer eso ahora, but we're going to do a different exercise. Post a pic and explain what you are doing in the pic. Now, I was having a glass of wine with my friend Thomas, my German friend Thomas. We were having a glass of wine because there was a wine festival near where we lived. So I put, and keep it simple. Okay, because I want to know because ya es pasado. I want to know what you did last weekend. Now, remember, don't just say, I had cereal. Like, you know, sell it. Vende lo que hiciste. You know, I spent a nice weekend. I cooked. So I want, now, ahora hay que hablar en pasado. El mío no, porque yo estaba en el momento. So el mío es presente continuo. El tuyo va a ser pasado. So Thomas and I are having some wine. Tomás y yo estamos tomando un vino. Remember, we don't say taking. Tomando, we say having some wine. También se puede hacer having something, tomando algo. No lo mismo que decís vosotros. Pues eso sería, let's have something, vamos a tomar algo. So Thomas and I are having some wine and shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze is de palique, hablando de fútbol, de lo que sea. Nothing that important. We're not solving the world's problems. So I said, Thomas and I are having some wine and shooting the breeze on this sunny Sunday. All right, so I want you guys, in a sentence or two, you don't have to go crazy, but in a sentence or two, being descriptive, you know, tell me what you did this weekend. Tell me something, one of the things that you did this weekend. Remember, sell it, you know, make it, tell us why, you know, tell us I went bowling and it was a lot of fun because it was my cousin's first time. Something like that. That's see, you said two or three sentences, but you said so much. And I said, oh, how beautiful. You know what I mean? So think about that when you're, because when you go to work, ¿qué tal el fin de? You're not like, bueno, estuve con cagalera. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, oh, I had the runs, diarrhea. Like, you don't say that. You sell it a little bit. So that's what I want you to do too. Tell me what you did this weekend. So I was sharing a glass of wine with my buddy and we made a toast. Cuidado con esta. Because we didn't make toast. No hicimos. Bueno, también hice tostadas este fin de. So, os doy ambas. I made a toast. Hice un brindis. And I made toast. Hice tostada. I did both this weekend. Seriously, I'm not lying. Okay, let's see what you guys came up with. Born to Iron Man says, I just did another Iron Man distance triathlon. Whoa, you must be exhausted. Are you sore? Good, Iron Man. You can expand on that a little bit, you know. Tell us how you feel about it, you know. I'm sure. Are you sore, right? Sí, ya tenía yo una pregunta. ¿Qué quería más? So, wow, congratulations, buddy. Excellent. So you can say, and accomplished another goal. You know, there's the selling part and saying, and, you know, checked another challenge off my list. Taché otro reto de mi lista. So, That's a good way to do it too, you know, what I did here in the post. A good thing to do is take a magazine, or some family pictures and describe what you see in English aloud. That's a great exercise. You know, I do it with my daughter every day. We take her books. You know what? You want me to tell you a little secret? I don't read my daughter's books to her. Sí, porque está bien, pero a mí no me gusta seguir lo que pone en el libro. Me gusta contar mi historia y luego hacerle preguntas sobre eso. And that's, it's working. Because I'm like, and then the butterfly, but is this butterfly friends with this butterfly? So, you know, play with words, play with images, you know, be descriptive. And that's a hard thing to do even in your own language, but that's why we're practicing it. Okay. Jaime says, I had a great day hunting in Cordoba. Oh, beautiful. My wife and I were, you read my mind. My wife and I were just saying how much we wanted to return to Cordoba. So we'll see you soon. He says, I didn't see any animals, but I really enjoyed such a lovely day. Or I really enjoy normally such a lovely day. Great. Well, being out in nature, the sun on your face, you know, that's always a great feeling. Beatriz says, last Saturday, I went shopping with my mom and then visited the book fair in my town. Wow, Beatriz, that sounds like a really awesome Saturday. You know, those are the Saturdays that, you know, you'll never forget. And that's awesome. That's a beautiful thing. Mother and daughter bonding. Creando recuerdos, vínculos, memorias, as we said, juntos. So that's beautiful. Excellent, Beatriz. You really hit home. Tocaste la fibra sensible. J.M. Hermosilla says, I had dinner with an old college friend. Oh, wow. Catching up. Poniéndote al día. Esa es buena. So I was catching up. I had dinner with an old college friend who has been working in Japan for 35 years. So, J.M. Hermosilla, are you telling me you hadn't seen him in 35 years? Oh, my. I mean, that's a movie. So I'm sure you, como se diría en inglés, I'm sure you had a lot of catching up to do. Seguro que teníais que poneros al día bastante. Let's see. Benja says, I went sightseeing to Asturias and I enjoyed the beautiful scenery. Oh man, Asturias. What a gorgeous place too, right? La palabra gorgeous siendo más que bonito. Precioso, I would say. Gorgeous es más que pretty. Yo diría, all right, si hay que darle peso a cada cosa. So I've got to say that you guys are saying places here and things that I'm sold. No te he dicho, véndeme lo que hace. Pues me apunto. Where do I sign up? ¿Dónde me apunto? Leonardo says, and you know what? I love hearing about your weekends, guys. It's not just that. Like, it's not just the English practice, but I really love hearing about your weekends because, as I said, just like my colleagues who I met with on Friday, you guys were there with us in spirit. You know, okay, no cabíamos todos en la mesa, but we were all there, trust me. Leonardo says, yesterday my family and I were in Burrolandia. I've heard of this, Leonardo. A lot of people are raving about this. To rave is hablar bien de, como un rave. Pues to rave es hablar bien de. So what did you think? Did you enjoy it? Bueno, te voy a terminar de leer tu comentario. A lo mejor ya me lo has contado. Listillo, Alberto. It is a kind of farm in which the children play with the animals and feed them. It was funny. Fue gracioso. Cool. Well, you know what? A lot of people have spoken highly of, apúntate esto, to speak highly of es hablar altamente de, pero no es highly en cuanto a tono, es highly como elogios, ¿no? So, oh, blah, 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 spoke. Si alguien te dice eso en una entrevista, oh, your friend, blah, 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 spoke very highly of you. Habló muy bien de ti. Frase hecha. There's Claudia. Claudia says, yesterday I was having some pinchos. Yeah, eso no es traducible. Some snacks, some tapas. We say tapas. Oh, pinchos, man. You, see, you guys, I'm... Next time, call me, guys. when you got pinchos, walks around Asturias, I'm in. Yesterday, I was having some pinchos with my family and washing them down with some glasses of wine. Claudia, that is my kind of plan. Sounds like fun. Jesse said, last Saturday, I stayed at home taking care of my sick kids. I'm sorry to hear that, Jesse. My daughter was sick, too, about a week or so ago. She's getting better now. I hope your daughters or your, bueno, no me dijiste que eran hijas. I hope your kids are getting better and that you're nursing them back to health. To nurse somebody back to health es cuidarle hasta que estén mejores. To nurse someone back to health es lo que hace un padre, right? A parent, that's what we do when our children are sick. Kubla says, believe it or not, I also turned into a chatterbox. You, Kubla? No. With some pals, con unos amigos, while we sat on one of the sidewalk restaurants along La Latina neighborhood. Sometime later, two of us went to play and catch. Okay, all right, I see. To catch, pillar. I don't know. Hey, I'm asking. Or were you playing with a ball? La Latina. I live there. It's a bustling neighborhood. Está muy vivo. Está muy lleno. Lovely ladies walking around. Hey, the men are beautiful too. Well, young people. Young people hang out there and, it's got a lot of cool places. La Latina. Love it. Amazing place. Planazo, as you say in Spanish. Lupe says, last Saturday I had lunch with some friends, and then we took a stroll. The weather was spectacular. Lupe, so simple, yet so clear. I love it. I love it. Nata says, I went to the countryside yesterday, and I saw a field, un campo. There were a lot of sailing pumpkins with different sizes. But sailing, I don't know what you mean there. Como sailing is navegando, zarpando. So I don't know what you mean. But you went to lo que se llamaría en inglés a pumpkin patch, right? A pumpkin patch is where pumpkins grow. You can say a field, but sabes como hay algunas cosas como an apple orchard, well, a pumpkin patch. Cada uno tiene su nombre, porque así somos. So, and the prices were set on the sizes. Yeah, well, that's how it works in the United States too. If you go to a pumpkin patch around Halloween, you can go pick your pumpkin. You know, you choose the one you want. You literally pick it. So, pick, escoger, y pick, coger del suelo. And then they weigh it. Lo pesan, and yeah, it's a great, great activity. And the thing is, you didn't see that in Spain too long ago, and now you're seeing a lot of that. It's a great family activity, even among friends, to go pick a pumpkin, and then you can carve it, and you make a jack-o'-lantern. Because remember, the pumpkin is the orange thing without the triangle eyes and all that. Once you carve it, it becomes a jack-o'-lantern. Excuse me. Jamb says, my weekend was boring. So, well, hey, Jamb, sometimes it's good to have a bore. Sometimes I'm like, I tell my wife, can we not make plans this weekend? He says, I'm sorry, Jamb, I see you have a lovely little girl in your picture there, it looks like. I was babysitting that's your granddaughter, Jessica-ness. Beautiful. Gorgeous. I was babysitting my granddaughter, house sitting and dog sitting. I ate junk and delicious food. Well, John, you know what? That sounds like a plan, too. Yo me apunto, eh? Well, we can watch Netflix, we can have some junk food, I can, you know, take care of the cat. I love it. Excellent. Hasta ese plan, me apunto. Let's see. Laura says, on Saturday night, I watched The Social Network with my husband and kids, and now I know why you hate Mark Zuckerberg. Laura, now it's justified, right? I've got to say, though, the thing about Zuckerberg is that's a great movie, but that's the tip of the iceberg. Eso es la punta del iceberg. I mean, ¿y sabes algo? Nos van a cortar la emisión ahora. I think so. So maybe this is a good time to go to a commercial break. Well, you know what? I insult the guy who owns the social media platform we stream on. And you know that he's infamous. They say he's listening, so let's go to a commercial break and we'll come back and we'll try not to mention the unmentionable one. Guys, when we come back, we have so much to go on today's show with no name. So stick around.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
En Vaughan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos. A ti llevamos el método Vaughan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Vaughan, con clases dinámicas e intensas con horarios 100% flexibles. O clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Vaughan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés. inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Vaughan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases por videoconferencia para empresas. Y no olvides el máster para ejecutivos en el programa más exigente de Vaughan. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911335831. 911335831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
Hey, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. Join us one, join us all. If you don't have the Vaughan Radio app, make sure you download it, and this way you can participate and you never miss a show. You can bring Vaughan Radio with you wherever you go. In fact, there's a shout out to my friend Lourdes. You never know what city she's going to be in. She's always flying the friendly skies. Flying the friendly skies? What is that? I don't remember. Lourdes, maybe you remember better than I do. It was Pan Am? Was it their slogan? Let's see. Fly the friendly skies. Well, she's a pilot, so sometimes she's in Madrid, sometimes she's in... Who knows where Lourdes is? But the good thing is, if she has the Vaughan Radio app, she can listen to Vaughan Radio and tune in wherever. As we say, on the go. Okay, so I just looked it up. Fly the Friendly Skies was a United Airlines. It was a really popular campaign, I remember. And it's funny because their reputation, and I don't want to get sued, no quiero que me denuncien aquí, but their reputation is for not being so friendly over at United. I know that, man, everybody knew that slogan that they use. United, fly the friendly skies. All right, well, guys, we've got so much to do, so let's put the pedal to the metal. It's time for Say What? Say what? What? Right, amigos, it's the Say What soundbite only on the That's right, the female pig, the show with no name, my amigos. And wow, I've got to tell you, we've got an amazing show up ahead. We've already had a couple challenges, but this is going to be a roller coaster ride. Un poco una montaña rusa. So how does this work? Well, summing up really briefly, you're going to hear this four times. I want you to tell me everything that this person says, but after the first and second listen now, I just want you to give me a general idea in your words, using full sentences, periods, and all that stuff, what you heard. Okay? So this is a listening exercise, a dictation exercise, an exercise in summing up in English what you heard. So use it, guys. Use this exercise for what it's worth. Here we go. This is the first listen of today's Say What soundbite.
I believe in cruelty and infidelity. I believe in slime and stink and in every crawling, putrid thing, every possible ugliness and corruption. You son of a bitch! I believe... and you.
Okay, so it's definitely a comedy, right? Oh my God. This guy is pretty ticked off, right? Te acabo de hacer una forma de decir cabreado. This guy seems, it's an understatement, ¿no? Por decirlo de alguna manera. This guy is going through the roof. Holy cow. All right, well, I'm going to play it for you again now, a second time. And then I want to hear what you heard in your own words. All right, this is the Say What soundbite for the second time. Guys, write down what you hear.
I believe in cruelty and infidelity. I believe in slime and stink. and in every crawling, putrid thing, every possible ugliness and corruption, you son of a bitch! I believe! In you.
Whoa. Intense.
Holy cow.
This guy's got some serious issues, wouldn't you say? Holy cow. Some serious... Tiene unos temas pendientes ahí, el pobre. issues, again, is an understatement. An understatement is, lo estoy poniendo de forma suave. All right, so, what did you guys hear? Definitely a dude, right? Un tío. Where's the accent from? Is it from the States? Is it from England? If so, what part? Is it, because remember, in the South of the United States, they don't speak the same as in the North. And in all parts of the North, they don't speak the same as in other parts of the North. So that's the way that goes, guys. So, but I'm not too interested in that. A little bit about the accent, but I'm more interested in you summing up what's going on. Not just the words. So I don't want you to just tell me, he said something about cruelty. Okay, good. But like, if you had to, you know, ascertain what's being said and what's going on and where it's taking place, what would you do? What would you say? And that's where you guys come in as my detectives here on the show. Again, the good news is you're going to hear that another two times on today's show. So if you didn't feel reprimanded enough, reprimanded como si te echaran una bronca. So this guy's ticked off. Otra forma de decir ticked off. He's pissed off, right? Cuidado porque en inglés británico, if somebody is pissed, it means they're drunk. If somebody's pissed or pissed off in the United States, it means están cabreados. No tiene nada que ver con beber. Okay? Well, maybe if you piss yourself, si te meas encima, then maybe it's time to stop drinking. I mean, forever. All right, so, my amigos, what did you hear? Besides somebody screaming at the top of their lungs, somebody who is obviously affected by somebody or something and maybe even possessed in some way, right? It doesn't sound like the guy's having a good day. Parece que no está teniendo el mejor día, no. All right, let's see what you guys said. Let me check the comments here. Jaime says, it sound like... it sound... Eso no es inglés. It sounds like... Jaime, espero mejor de ti, eso. It sounds like a nut gay preaching a crowd. I don't guess they are in mass. Okay. Tengo que corregirte ahí muchas cosas, Jaime. Vamos por partes, okay? So it sounds like a nutty, because it's un adjetivo, right? A nutty, crazy, guy, not gay. A no ser que quieres decir alguien homosexual. So I imagine you mean guy. Preaching to a crowd, okay? Cuando decimos predicar, nosotros ponemos el to. And I don't guess. I don't guess they are. La estructura es I guess they aren't. No? So I guess they aren't in mass, misa. So Jaime, ya lo tienes ahí, tienes que hacer esos ajustes, okay? Anik says, it's a male voice. I think it's a movie. He sounds, yeah, I think so too, because if the guy's like in an interview, imagine that, Anik. He says, so how do you feel about, what do you believe in? You know, imagine like, Buenafuente saying, ¿en qué crees tú? Y lo traduce. What do you believe in? I believe. Whoa. He sounds like an American actor. Interesting observation, Anix. He's absolutely angry. Yeah, he's infuriated. Even though he's a believer. Yeah, he believes in a lot of stuff, but he also believes in screaming. J.M. Hermosilla says he sounds like a pissed off man. Yeah, you could say that. With an American accent stating his beliefs on fidelity, on corruption, and so on and so forth. J.M. Hermosilla, you sounded like a native there. Et cetera, in English. We say et cetera. De hecho, we say et cetera. Yes, et cetera. Pero muchos americanos dicen malamente et cetera. Pero también decimos más nativo, and so on and so forth. right? And so on and so forth. Y sigue. Y etc. Right? Alicia says, I heard a man very angry. Eso es español, Alicia, ¿no? I heard a very angry man. El adjetivo y el sujeto en inglés y el sustantivo cambian de lugar, right? So I heard a very angry man, and he was disappointed about something. He seems very intense. Yeah, you could say that. Born to Iron Man says, of course, how can you think MZ is loving us using all these words? Please don't write the four prohibited words. Yeah. Yeah, he hates us, the guy who owns this platform. Nata says, it sounds like it is a flick from a movie. So a flick is a movie, Nata. So you're using two synonyms. So it sounds like it's a scene. I think, Nata, I have a feeling, correct me if I'm wrong, that I've corrected this word for you like 20 times now. Because you say a lot of times it's a series from a movie. It's a flick from a movie. There's one. And it's a scene. So next time, I want to see you put scene, because ya te lo he dicho 20 veces. It's okay. But I'm having deja vu. Para hablar francés aquí un poco. It's a scene. Scene. Scene es la palabra escena from a movie. I think it is a funny movie, even though the guy is so furious. Oh, so, hey, that happens too. Good observation, Nata. Sometimes just because someone's screaming doesn't mean it's not a comedy. I know a lot of comedies where there's screaming. There's a crazy character who goes nuts. So, absolutely. Good observation. He's speaking about corruption. And I also think he is trying to prove something to someone. Excellent. Excellent job. Jay Calaroo says, it sounds like a guy who has a very hard life. Yeah, I would say so. And he's tired of the way the world turned out. Acabó. O está resultando. Good. Excellent. Chris says, yes, definitely. It's one of these comedies you love. This guy seems to be a villain. He believes in all kinds of dark things, which, on the other hand, are part of life. Absolutely, Chris. Great job. Kubla says, it's an American male who went ballistic. Excellent job, Kubla. Se le fue la pinta. Ah, to go ballistic, to go nuts. Wording a series of epithets that no father or mother would call their offspring. There you go. Great. Sus hijos. He finished by sending his regards to somebody's immediate female ancestor. O sea, son of a bitch. I love it when people say, somebody says the word hijo de tal. Say, hey, listen, the offense is not directed at your mother. It's at you. Let's be clear. Daniela says, Daniela, you're screaming like this guy. Si pones todo mayúsculas, me gritas. Pero bueno, a lo mejor tienes algo que decir. Let's see. Daniela says, it's a woman. Excuse me. It's a woman talking about having found her better half. Encontrado su media naranja, her better half. I would say she is British, but not very sure. Ahí dejaste de gritar. All right, guys. Excellent, excellent job. Leonardo, you're giving me a clue, but I'm not getting it. See, you're too cryptic for me, buddy. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Today's spelling bee is going to be tough. This is today. It's reserved for super students. Why? Because I'm throwing numbers in there. That's right. I am throwing numbers in there, and I've got to tell you something. This is going to be tough, okay? So I want everybody to try their hardest. Now, your goal, let me explain this. Your goal is not to get it the first time or to be the fastest. The goal is to get it right, okay? So you're going to have two chances to get all of these words down, okay? And quickly, before we go over there, a couple comments really, really quickly. Sarah says, thanks, Born to Iron Man. I think I used banned words, and Instagram didn't show my comment. It was right after Alicia's. It's crazy, guys. We're seeing it. We're being shadow banned, as they say. Yeah, because this guy's saying, wait, I pay for these servers, and this guy's talking crap about me? Beatriz also wants to comment. She says, the man talking is British. Oh, interesting. A lot of people said American, and you say British. Hey, that's good. We'll find out later on. And he says he believes in cruelty and infidelity, in flame Nope. He doesn't say anything about flame and every time. He ends saying, I believe in you. Okay, that's good. But I don't want a summary of what they said. I want what they said in your words. And then, well, now it's done. We're done with the summaries. Now I want it all. I want to know every word this person says. The good thing, you're going to have two more chances. Guys, it's time for our spelling bee. I'm going to give you a city. Ya te digo. Es una ciudad. So I'm going to give you six cities. And with each city, I'm going to give you that city's population. Now, I want you to give me the city and the population. Ready? Here we go. The city is A-N-C-H-O-R-A-G-E, and the population is 399,148. The next one is J-U-N-E-A-U, and the population is 32,227. The next one is F-A-I-R-B-A-N-K-S, and the population is 31,551. The next one is K-E-T-C-H-I-K-A-N, and the population is 8,228. The second to last one, la penultima, S-I-T-K-A, and the population is 8,640. And the last one, H-O-M-E-R, and the population there is 5,709. Whew. Let me breathe for a second, guys. Okay, so that was fast, but I'm going to repeat those momentarily. So don't stress it. You will have two chances. Let's just see if anybody got these on the first go, a la primera, which isn't easy, but it is doable. The word doable, I think you say asequible, ¿no? Se puede hacer. Viene de la palabra do con hable, hacerable, hacible, que no existe, pero debería. I think it's definitely, you guys should definitely adopt that word. I think there's another word too, asequible, usaron varias, había otra palabra que me gustaba también, let's see, doable, que lo usamos muchísimo, es factible, eso es, ves, sin verlo, factible, rehacible, posible, accedero. Toma, accedero. I didn't even know that one. All right, we got Tunisia in the house. What is up? Hello, Gaith Selami. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. So nice to know that we've got listeners tuned in from all over the world. And I, as I said, I would love to take the show on tour now that it seems, fingers crossed, that this COVID crap is disappearing. I would love to go back on the road with the show. And I was even talking about that with my colleagues. But again, it's not that simple. It's not like, okay, let's go to Valencia, then Barcelona, then, okay, now it's like, okay, we need to find weekends that everybody's available. We need to figure out the hotels. So we want to do it, and we'll see if we can do it. Hopefully we'll be able to hit some cities this year and do a little mini Vaughn radio tour and take the show on the road, because it really works well with a live audience, as you guys can imagine. It's just me. It's like you guys joining me in the studio, basically. All right, so I'm looking at the list here, and I don't think anybody got today's spelling bee on the first go. Am I wrong here? Or maybe it's being banned? Oh, no, I'm scared, guys, because the last time this happened, you know what happened. Our friend, and I'm not going to name him, our friend who owns many of the apps on your phone, he deleted your comments. He didn't feel like they were appropriate. So you have free speech in your country, but not on your social media platforms. Just an FYI. If you thought you did, you can't participate in all spelling bees. Some of them are deemed, considerados, deemed D-E-E-M-E-D. They're deemed, considerados, offensive. So, all right, I'm going to give it another 10 seconds. And then we're going to go through this list again. I'm assuming the comments were banned, or I went too fast, which is strange. Okay, here we go again, guys. This is round two of today's spelling bee. The first city is A-N-C-H-O-R-A-G-E. And the population there is 399,148. The next city is J-U-N-E-A-U, and the population there is 32,227. The next one is F-A-I-R-B-A-N-K-S, and the population there is 31,551. The next one is K-E-T-C-H-I-K-A-N, and the population is 8,228. The fifth one is S-I-T-K-A, and the population is 8,640. If you notice, these cities are getting smaller and smaller. So the first numbers are the hardest ones. Okay, so here's the last one. H-O-M-E-R, and the population in this city is 5,709. Okay, so there we go, amigos. We've got your spelling bee. That's the second round. And as far as I know, nobody has gotten this yet, which makes me a little bit nervous. Uh-oh. That second time wasn't too fast, guys. So now I'm really starting to think that are your comments. Careful. Okay. This guy wasn't banned. No way. You can't ban this guy. As we say in English, you can't keep a good man down or a good woman. Una persona buena, fuerte, con convicciones, con moral. You can't keep, no puedes rebajarles because they know, you know. And that good person is J.M. Hermosilla. Now, J.M. Hermosilla, I see one mistake over there in your second to last one. La penultima, in the second to last one, but that's just one letter off. Una letra que no me cuadra. Y acuérdate, tenemos hoy letras, tenemos números, so let's give it up for J.M. Hermosilla. Yeah, I didn't check the numbers, but I'm looking at the spelling of the cities, and I think there's just one letter that's wrong there. So, okay, 90%, 95%, 97%. Alguien calcula. An excellent job. Now, Kubla knows what they have in common, but Kubla, you didn't take a stab at it. You're usually in there on the first round, which is, All right, well, let's take a look. These are all cities in Alaska. And there's another place that's on my list. I don't know if any of you have ever done it. I imagine, you never know. I'm thinking because Spain is far away, but an Alaskan cruise. Have you ever seen these cruises? Firstly, I've never done a cruise. So I think if I went on an Alaskan cruise, it would be a good way to see Alaska, you know, see the icebergs and all of this stuff. And also, you know, the cruise. So I can check two things off of my list, right? All right, so my amigos, these are all cities in Alaska. Now, why did I choose Alaska? Well, happy Alaska Day to all of you. That's right. This is a legal holiday in the United States of Alaska. Well, the United States of Alaska and in the States, it's observed today. And it is the anniversary of the former transfer, okay, the formal transfer of territory of Alaska from Russia to the United States, which occurred in 1867. So this was a big day for the United States because, well, our land just got a lot bigger. And as many of you know, Alaska is a wilderness, a paradise. And it's got a lot of resources. It's got gold, it's got oil, and most of all, it's got amazing and beautiful nature. And if we're not careful, well, you know the rest. And the United States paid, are you ready for this? $7.2 million for Alaska. There are houses in La Moraleja in Madrid neighborhood that are more expensive than Alaska in its day. Again, this was 1867 when it happened. And I'm dying to go to Alaska. It seems like just a magical place, you know. And I know what you're thinking, a lot of you guys are, but it's cold there. I don't mind. I personally don't mind cold. I have a lot of warm clothes. Tengo ropa que me caliente. You know, I don't like people say, you go snowboarding, but it's cold. I'm like, yeah, but we have clothes. Like, we don't go naked. And when you're running around up and down a mountain and back and forth, you sweat. In fact, it's quite the opposite. you end up sweating. I see we've got a friend tuning in from Costa Rica, and this is his first time joining us. Thank you so much for joining us, and pura vida, amigo. I worked with a lot of Costa Ricans in the United States when I lived in the U.S. in college, and they were some of the nicest people I've ever met. Una de las gente más maja que conocido. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in our next class. We'll see you bright and early, because in Costa Rica, well, there's another place on my list. Joder. And so many places to visit, so little time, so little money. Hey, vamos a ser honestos. I don't have enough time, enough money, or enough life left in me to visit all these amazing places. Okay, so Anchorage is our first one. Anchorage, Alaska. And this comes from the word donde pones el ancla, right? An anchorage. Now, the population, let's take a look at the number I gave you guys here. It's 399,148. Okay? Oh, you know what I'm just realizing, guys? I can't believe this, but we have to go to a commercial break. We've gone over time. Oh, God. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll finish this up when we come back, but we've got so much to go. We're going to go at a crazy pace. Un ritmo que flipas. So, guys, I hope you'll join us for the second part of today's show with no name. Not the second part, the second half, the third part. Well, it doesn't matter what you call it. Just make sure you come back. So, stick around.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en GrupoVaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en GrupoVaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo.